obviously coming off of NXT deadline, and I was just in here talking. I couldn't be more proud of what we did tonight. I thought it was just a phenomenal show from top to bottom. We put a lot on our very young and inexperienced talent tonight with a brand new first time ever concept, and they just knocked it out of the park. Our ladies in that first match, we have, again, the young ladies that are out there that are 19, 20 years old, and then other people that have been doing this for 2-3 years, maybe. Anyway, it's just, there's a lot of information they have to take in and sort of multitask while you're out there in those kinds of concept matches. And they just did a fantastic job. They started the show off so well. It was a real risky, I think, move from us. But as we always talk about here, I absolutely love challenging them. And the reason we do that is because of what you saw tonight. They seem to rise up to those challenges all the time. And it just encourages me to challenge them more. And I think they continue to grow in front of everybody's eyes on national television and, of course, on our premium live events. The guys went out there and not surprisingly also killed it in that match. And I guess I would say that all the other, sort of supporting matches, so to speak, the show was just paced really well. Obviously from a creative standpoint, the creative team putting it together, I thought it just did a fantastic job. And then, of course, New Day coming here, having a huge twist for us, and a big surprise winning the NXT Tag Team titles, which obviously is going to add to their unbelievably large resume, which I'm sure they're giddy about as well. And, of course, Braun and Apollo, which I think what we really enjoyed about that was that after everything and the fast pace of everything that went on tonight, it felt like a heavyweight bout going out there. So once again, just from the pacing to this show, the match quality, and again, delivering on a new concept, I think tonight might have been the best show that NXT has done in a very, very long time. And I can't imagine ending in this year any better than what we did tonight. And I, for one, am just so exceptionally proud of NXT and the men and women, on our roster. And again, I guess I'll leave it at that. And obviously, everything that we did tonight is sort of going to roll into the next several weeks, but lead us to our big New Year's Eve show on the USA Network, January 10th, where the winners of the Iron Survivor Challenge matches will contend for the NXT Championship. So that's going to be a huge night for us, January 10th on USA. And with all of that, I guess we can open it up to the questions.
All right. Out of courtesy to someone in the room, we're going to open up the first question to Denise.
So, Sean, obviously you kind of talked right now about the Iron Survivor Challenge, it being a brand new concept. So my question to you is, what did you think of the execution? And now that you saw it all play out, do you think you're going to be doing any tweaks? And then also, do you think we're going to be seeing this, as a yearly thing now?
Well, so look, first of all, I thought it was executed phenomenally. And I thought they were, again, one of the challenges with matches like this is making them different. And we did that. I will say that I had one person come up to me that was in the match and said, man, that is one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. Don't ever put me in one of those again. So, which I've said to people before, again, being thrown in a match for the first time. But so look, it's a lot mentally on the talent. It's just, there's a lot that is required in those types of matches. But look, I'll say this from a developmental standpoint. So one of the things back when I was coaching, I would always try to tell talent that when you get up to the main roster and, you're in WrestleMania moments, you have a number of different things you have to remember out there. There's the match that you've got, at WrestleMania, you're probably going to have this huge entrance that's going to also be very overwhelming for you. You're going to be out there having to deal with the crowd. You've got camera, you know, angles. And then from even a television standpoint, you're talking about commercial breaks and things like that. So I used to always tell people it's like the spinning plates that you see at the, you know, at the fair. You know what I mean? And you have to have all these things going on in your head while keeping sort of in character and doing and keeping the psychology of what you're doing in the match. And that's one of the reasons we sort of wanted to challenge them with this match, because that's sort of a developmental tool, I guess you could say, that we can use this match for. So I'll say this. I think it has legs. I guess that's one of those things that after this, we will gauge what we feel is success. I think it went really well. I think there are a lot of people that weren't sure about it. I think that there were a lot of people that expected it to flop. And we didn't know either. Like I said, that's I always talk about that. That's what I love about here. We're allowed to try a lot of stuff, and we're going to continue to do that. This was one of those things we did. The talent really delivered on it. But I think you have to sort of figure out, we look at this concept and we go like, okay, are there a number of different ways we can still continue to mess with it, tweak it, and can we make it good and exciting on a regular basis? And I think once we sort of figure that out, then you can make the better educated decision to see if it's something you want to do annually or if it's something we just pull out every now and then. I mean, I hope that answers your question. Like I said, I mean, I think for at first blush tonight, I think it was a real success. And so that bodes well for it being something regular or certainly more consistent in the future of NXT.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you, Denise, for your participation on the kickoff show.
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to go to the phone. So one question per outlet, please. Thank you.
If you'd like to ask a question, let's press star one. We'll take our first question from Jason Powell with ProWrestling.net. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Mike Johnson is
in here. I guess so. Did the Iron Survivor Challenge matches stem from losing War Games to the main roster? And also, any concern that a certain buddy of yours may have been watching and might want to take that concept to the main roster with him?
I'll say that that's what the individual said. That's like, if you want to give that one to Hunter, man, again, because I don't want to be in that one again, you can go ahead and do that. to answer your question, honestly, yeah. I mean, I will say when so first of all, you know, War Games went to the main roster. And that, so it was sort of double. It was War Games going to the main roster, and then we sort of had the opportunity to have a premium live event in December. And so, that caused us to, you know, again, to try to get a little creative and try to think of something, you know, as opposed to just having an unthemed, I guess, type of, you know, premium live event. We wanted to see if we could think of a different concept and something that would be interesting enough that people would want to tune into. And again, you know, War Games is kind of a, you know, that's a tough act to follow. So we wanted to make sure it was something that was interesting. And then also coming off of, as we mentioned the other day, coming off of Halloween Havoc, we didn't want it to be real stipulation based, which obviously War Games is. So we wanted to try something maybe a little more technical, and that's how we came up with the concept of the Iron Survivor Challenge.
Thank you for the time.
You betcha.
We'll take our next question from the line of Mike Johnson with PW Insider. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
So close.
I am so mad at Jason Powell. You
got
no
the
idea.
Silver medal. I can't believe that. Holy cow. This we're going to work an angle with this one.
It's a new streak.
Yeah. Holy cow.
I'm glad he lives in Minnesota, and I hope it's a very cold winter for him. just kidding, Jason. I want to ask you about New Day. Obviously, them coming in was a big surprise for everybody coming into TV this week. The title change, as you mentioned, was a nice sort of twist, and people didn't see it coming. How often do you expect them to be on NXT programming going forward? Should we expect the belts to be represented now on the main roster? And how much of this decision was, we've got a big show coming up in a couple of months at the Spectrum Center, so having some Raw and SmackDown talent will help sell tickets when NXT goes back on the road for the premium shows?
You know, all those things have to be considered. We had a call the other day, and I genuinely and sincerely was, you know, we weren't sure what we were going to do. And, you know, like, I'm always pretty honest with you guys. You know, it's like one of those things like, oh, I'll send a couple texts and see what we can do. So, look, once again, none of it has been finalized yet, but I have every intention because as best that I understand right now, New Day is still a part of SmackDown, so our titles should definitely be represented. And that crossover that we had, you know, I guess probably in the last several months is going to continue. And I'll say this, sometimes, I don't know, I think we lose concept of the fact that I guess I'm always conservative and I don't ever want to bother anybody. And, you know, I don't push more than I should. But every now and then, heck, all I have to do is ask a question and, you know, and Hunter says, yeah, sure. I mean, it's something that's, you know, and then we have to talk to talent and just see if it works for everybody. And this was a situation where, you know, it did. And like I said, from the call that we had the other day till just yesterday, I believe, you know, we got enough stuff worked around. Look, and the thing is, I'm thinking about deadline. I'm sorry, Vengeance Day, but that isn't obviously finalized. But I absolutely have to think about, and we do here at NXT, about selling those tickets in Charlotte and finding out what we can do to best help that. At this point right now, I can't say that I know that New Day is going to be a part of that, but I can promise you I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that they are, because that's something that's going to be beneficial to making that, you know, that Vengeance Day premium live event in Charlotte something special.
All right. Appreciate the time. Great show. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
We'll take our next question from the line of Nick Hoffman with Wrestling Inc. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
You got it.
My question is about Apollo Crews. Coming out of the main event, he does not have the title. Do you think we'll see him back on the main roster or continue on in NXT?
I have no intention of letting him go anywhere. So no, I'll say this. We've still got, let's put it this way. Again, I don't make the main roster decisions. I can say that much. For now, we love him here in NXT. We have, absolute, plans for Apollo going forward. He fell short tonight from an NXT championship, situation. But we have more to come from him in NXT. I'll say this. Look, Apollo brings us a great deal of experience, and that's something that we try to hold on to here for as long as we possibly can. Obviously, being out there with Braun is beneficial to us in Braun's development. But we feel like Apollo has a lot more knowledge and experience to help a number of other people here. So we'd love to continue to keep him here for as long as we can and get his experience out there with as many of our young talent as we can.
Thanks so much, Sean. Great show tonight.
Thank you very much.
We'll take our next question from the line of John Alba with Podcast Network. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, Sean, I'd love to get a little more into the weeds of the Iron Survivor challenge here. You were talking about before how it requires so many moving pieces and for people to memorize things and be in the right places and how that was a great test for the talent. So when in the process of the last week or so did you guys begin getting the ball rolling on laying those matches out and working with the talent to execute them at the level in which they were able to tonight?
Well, I mean, probably, you know, our talent here and our coaches get that stuff done probably in about a couple of days, I guess. I mean, look, we, cause we have to, in this particular situation, what we're looking at going into the holidays, we have, we had our show Tuesday and then we have a deadline tonight. We have a day or two off, but then we have the Tuesday show, and then Wednesday we have two shows that we are taping through the holidays. So we had a lot creatively that we had to take care of before we could convey what we were doing to the coaches and producers. So, excuse me. So they got that information probably on about Friday. And like I said, and I conceptually, individually in the matches, I felt like I had a pretty good idea of what it was we wanted to do and sort of, you know, what we were looking for out of those matches. And then we gave those concepts to our coaches, and then they convey it to the talent, and we go from there. But I would say, you know, I'm going to say 48 hours, and that's the thing. They just did an amazing job with that, because that is a lot to, you know, try to get. And again, the story and the psychology out there was just again told exceptionally, and I think that's what I'm most proud of. Again, it's one thing to, you know, whatever, as we say, to do the tickles, the tackles, and the leapfrogs and whatnot. But to really tell that story and get that across is what we're very proud of. And for them to put all that together in such a short time, I think was really well done.
Thank you so much, Sean. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from the line of Sean Ross Sapp with Fightful. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, Sean, great show tonight. We've heard you talk about guys like Apollo Crews who you want to keep around. Has there been anybody that you've tried to get from the main roster and haven't been able to so far?
I'm trying to think. That's a great question. I don't think so. So, look, I'll say this. So, I sort of keep my asks. I like to think pretty, I don't know, conservative. You know, I mean, again, it's not like I'm not silly enough to go like, hey, you know, you think we can get Roman down here for a couple runs, you know, or anything like that. So right now, I'm trying to think on a Sean. I don't think there's been anybody that I've asked about that has been a no. But I'll be honest. I mean, I'm really conservative. I try not to take advantage of, you know, it's one of the things, like a long time ago, you know, one of the things that I didn't want to do was take advantage of the friendship. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, buddy, you know, I mean, if we could, you know, yeah, if I could get Sheamus down here and, you know, and Roman in a main event, that'd be awesome. So, yeah, I try not to push it too much and try to see, like, who it is that maybe they're not doing too much with at the moment, or somebody who's maybe been off for a little bit and they're looking to come back and they can get their feet wet here and maybe get a couple dry runs here first before they go back. So again, there's a number of different ways that I try to go about looking at that. One of the good things is, and again, just being honest with you guys, one of the good things is that we've got a lot of people that are here in Orlando, you know what I mean, that live in this area. So sometimes, that can be a pretty easy ask if they're already here. But again, that's one of those ones that, I got to give them at least a little warning before I make those asks. But from right now, I mean, from the time we started this, they've all been pretty conservative and reasonable, I think.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We'll take our next question from the line of Dominic D'Angelo with AdFreeShows.com. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, Sean. How are you? Good show tonight. It was great stuff, man.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So I wanted to ask about the main event a little bit, particularly with Braun Breaker and the Vignettes, but beforehand with him and Apollo Crews. I thought it like really humanized Braun and kind of like brought another layer to him. What was the inspiration behind those vignettes, and then what could you kind of explain that kind of came behind, and was that the intent, was to kind of humanize Braun more to make him more than just the Steiner, the son of the Steiner, and, you know, the NXT champion thing?
Well, so, yeah, I mean, I'll say this. So, first of all, it started with, you know, again, it's Braun and Apollo, and, you know, they're both good guys, and I don't know. So how's a way we can do this and do our best to try to make it different? And then, as you say, at the same time, we were also thinking about how can we show Braun in a different light? And funny, because one of those things, so, because on a side note, he and, you know, a couple other guys that, you know, they all fish, and we're always talking about fishing, and we were flying back from WrestleMania. I was, you know, showing them fishing pictures and hunting pictures and stuff like that. So we were bonding over that stuff. So in the midst of this Apollo Braun feud, you know, we just thought, why don't we see if we can, again, do something different and just have these guys get along the entire time, and they both kind of invade each other in their environments. Again, just not do the ever get angry or, you know, we're friends, and then we push, and then we get snarl, you know, we snarl and get angry at each other at the last minute. And also just see, again, if we could do something different, just from build it from a vignette standpoint and do it outside of the building, and see if we can just create a story that's intriguing enough between two good guys that people want to see it and make it interesting and different. So honestly, that's what it was. You know, I get my head writer over here, Johnny Russo, was always fantastic at that kind of stuff. And again, we just wanted, it's like I said, I always go back to, I'm very thankful again, maybe unfairly, but the company sort of doesn't sink or swim on the market share of NXT. And so we get a real kick out of here of trying to do things different, challenging ourselves and seeing if, you know, we can make things a little bit different, and having two guys, I don't know, going on a fishing trip or talking in a diner, you know, and see if they can still have a heavyweight match. There are plenty of guys in UFC that talk to each other all the time, train each other, and then they go out there and beat the tar out of one another, you know. And so this was just something we wanted to see if we could do differently. And so that's what we did.
Cool. Well, it was very well executed. Thank you, Sean, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the compliment. That's for you, Johnny. That was on you.
We'll take our next question from the line of Christian Burns with Power Wrestling. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you. Hey, Sean, one match that hasn't been mentioned is Isla Dawn at Arbor Fire. Of course, Isla had her first big match since coming over. I think both had a great showing tonight. What's your impression of the match and what's in store for the female talent? And do you have a medical update on the referee?
Thankfully, our referee is okay. We are looking into having a stomach pumped. We were talking to Isla a bit ago, and of course, we always forget it. But again, she has come over here, had her first live television match ever last week, and then had her first sort of pay-per-view or premium live event match ever here. So we were just joking about, you know, welcome to NXT and pushing the deep end. And that's what we did to her. But she just did an excellent job. And look, she was out there with, again, I'm biased, but just somebody that I've always been a huge fan of, and that's Alba. Again, you know, the NXT UK champion for as long as I can remember, because she was just phenomenal, if you ask me. And again, it was a different kind of match. It was a match built on a story and obviously mystique. And that's something, again, that I really liked about this show. We had a little something for everybody. And I guess I understand, and we're always going to, I guess sometimes I'm just going to philosophically see the wrestling business different. I recognize that there are a lot of people that honestly believe that there's a real version of this job. But I'm here to tell you, I've been doing it for almost 40 years, and it's about the same all the time. So I feel like it's okay to have a little bit of everything. That's what that match was. Those ladies did a fantastic job. It was something different on the show. And again, just like New Day and the Iron Survivor matches, I feel like we had a little something for everybody tonight. It was a complete show from top to bottom. And I thought those ladies did a great job.
Yeah, I think there's certainly some Papa Shango connection with Isla Dawn. But thanks so much.
You got it.
All right, folks, we'll do two more questions and then allow Sean to actually get some sleep.
We'll take our next question from the line of Steve Fall with the 10 Count. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hey, Sean, great show. Let's talk about Booker T, though. He was clearly emotional after Roxanne won. Did you speak with Roxanne or Booker T about their emotions after coming together after such a big moment for her?
Yeah, no. So look, we love having Book here. He's out there having so much fun. I think that comes across. We are tickled that he's here. And Roxanne, look, she is one of the young ladies. I mean, I've met her parents. And again, it's hard when you forget that, again, my daughter's, you know, darn near her age. And so we put her in such a big spot tonight. Booker obviously was very proud of her, but we're proud of her too. Again, she's obviously an extremely talented young lady. I think everybody sees that she has the ability and the promise to be very successful in this line of work. And we put her in a really, I don't know, in a very challenging spot tonight, as we did all of our ladies. She did a phenomenal job. I think so much of it, what we do here is we're able to take advantage of those things that are very real. And obviously you could see that with how Booker reacted. And having been somebody who's trained people and then you watch them be successful, it's an incredibly cool and proud moment, as I know it was for Booker. But it also was for us in the back. Again, Roxanne came in here, like I said, was she 19, Johnny, when she got here?
19 or 20.
Yeah. And now she's, you know, now she can legally get in the bar. So we're really proud of her in that respect. You know what I mean? But now she can legally tip one back on the success she had tonight. But again, I don't know. Should I not say that? Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. But hey, well, look, we're just very proud of her. She did a great job. But again, to capture that realness, as you said, was a great moment tonight. And we're happy they got to experience here at NXT and obviously on our premium live event.
It was beautiful. Thank you for answering my question.
You bet.
All right, final question.
We'll take our last question from the line of Brian Solomon with the Wrestling News. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for taking my question. I actually had a question about Bron Breakker, getting back to that main event. That was obviously a really great main event, a really great match, and I and probably a lot of other people thought he acquitted himself really well. But I'm curious if there's a long-term game plan or even a short-term as to when he might be getting a call-up. The reason I ask is that I remember the call we did a few days ago where the topic was brought up of who might be the next call-ups, and I noticed that his name wasn't mentioned. So I'm curious as to find out like where he fits into all that.
Well, to answer your question, again, if we have any long-term or short-term plans, so we got no idea what we're doing. We've got the boards filled up and everything else. I think we're pretty good. I'll say this. Look, Braun's always a guy I think that's on that list. Look, everybody sees that he's special. He's obviously the horse we're riding here in NXT. But again, I guess I'll always say this. Braun is always going to be on that, you know, that list because everybody sees so much potential in him. He's just one, I guess, that I look at and say that we'd love to be able to keep him here just for a little bit longer so we could just really round him out. I feel like he could go up there and do things here and there on the main roster, but if you know, continue to let us keep him here and help him, you know, along. And I guess because I feel like we have some other people that I guess maybe you could insert right in and I don't know, not feel like you had to worry one way or another. And again, not that you have to do with Braun, he's going to step up to any challenge, but he's just, look, I guess selfishly, I'd like to be able to keep him here and really round him out as perfectly as we can. When we have that opportunity, and I guess I don't see the rush. I don't ever want to keep him from any opportunities, and I'd never do that. But again, if we have the option to keep him and make him a more well-rounded performer for the main roster, I'd love to be able to have the time to do that. But I never want to give the impression that Braun's not a guy that we would, you know, be thrilled to have on the main roster because he obviously is. I would just like to make him, I'd like to wrap him up nicely in a bow and deliver him to them, you know what I mean? Perfectly ready to go.
All right. Thanks for taking my question.
Yes, sir. All right, well, I guess that's it. And I have to give you a reminder for the tickets for Vengeance Day. They go on sale this Friday at Ticketmaster. That's my cheap plug of the night. So I just want to thank you all very much for the call. And once again, I appreciate you guys doing this with me. I hope I'm getting a little better at it. Once again, always take your, comments and feedback and whatnot. If you look at, but you know, it's not going to be ever the corporate talk because I can't do that. But anyway, I thank you guys very much for this. I thank you all so much for helping us out. Denise, thank you very much for being here. Like I said, we'd love to, anybody in the Charlotte area, man, you want to help us out and be a part of the pre-show, let us know. Goodness gracious, I sound like a car salesman, don't I?
Car
salesman. Anyway, all right. Thank you all very much. Sean needs sleep, everybody. Thank you all so much.
Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you so much. Good night.
Merry Christmas.